This is BFBS Esports Live with OJ Borge.
It most certainly is. I'm OJ Borge. Welcome along to BFBS Esports Live. And it's time to get out our well-worn gaming bugle, put our lips to its burnished brass mouthpiece and sound off one last time. Because it is the finale of Series 2 for the last 12 weeks, and I've loved it chatting to gamers within the forces, hearing about your amazing achievements competing in esports tournaments, as well as how gaming has helped so many of you while serving. On tonight's show, this final one, I'm going to be joined by Sub-Lieutenant Bradley Jones. He's the Vice Chair of Navy Esports, who was at Insomnia over the weekend to tell us what was going on and how tired he is, because I know anyone who goes to Insomnia is normally absolutely battered by the end of it. And it's worrying me slightly this, but I'm going to give it a go. I've been invited to game with some people in the forces. We'll find out who that is on the way. I've got a little energy drink to drink, and the problem is trying to do two things at once, concentrate on presenting a radio show or a visualized radio show and gaming at the same time whilst trying not to swear. My word, this is going to be the biggest challenge of the 12 weeks. So we'll also have the gaming quiz on the way, but first though, let's play some music. This is Sam Fender. He, for me, is amazing. He is the Geordie Springsteen, and this is 17 Going Under.
I remember the sickness was forever. I remember snuff videos. Cold Septembers, the distances we covered, the fist fights on the beach. The busies round us up. Do it all again next week. An embryonic love. The first time that it's scarred. Embarrass yourself for someone. Crying like a child. And the boy you kicked Tom's head in still bugs me now. That's the thing, it lingers and claws you when you die. Teens in rage, spiraling in silence, and I arm myself with a grin, cause I was always the joker, buried in the humor, amongst the white noise and boys, boys, locker like room talking lads, lads, drenched in cheap drink and snipe bags, a mirror picture of my old man, oh God, the kids are dying.
She said the death, the death, the death.
tune. What an absolute tune that is. A little bit of 17 going under from Sam Fender. This is almost too much for my tiny mind to deal with. I'm in the midst of a ranked game right now, playing Call of Duty on the PlayStation whilst presenting this show. And it's a proper ranked game as well, where I think I just team killed one of my team. I am the last person who needs to be selected for this sort of thing. Anyway, I'll get back into it a second. First off, let me introduce my first guest. It is Sub-Lieutenant Bradley Jones, Vice Chair of Navy Esports, who was at Insomnia over the weekend. Bradley, how are you, buddy?
Doing very well. Thank you very much for having me back on. Yeah, Insomnia was, well, the name speaks for itself. There was a lot of lack of sleep due to prepping, and I was on the volunteer side of it this time around to actually see the meat behind the bones and actually see how they go about making something like this happen. Really enjoyable experience. Glad I did it. And it was good to interact with everybody there.
Yeah. Give me the total amount of hours of sleep you got across the weekend.
Oh, wow. So I was there from the Wednesday. I got my five. I got a minimum of five a night. We're good.
Yeah,
we're good.
Five's enough.
We functioned.
I guess if you're in the force, that's one of the things. I remember doing something with a guy who was a captain of the army, and he was talking about the worst he ever suffered from sleep. And it was when he was a doctor, more than anything else, a student doctor. That's when he said it was the worst. I got a kill. Sorry, as I play on. So how did Navy Esports do over the weekend at Insomnia? How did you guys get on?
So we had a few people go over into the tournament this time. We had four players who then merged with the RAF to make an Overwatch team who, very last minute, and they didn't actually fare very well, but it was a good learning experience. And hopefully next time round we'll come back a bit bigger and better. On the other hand, we had one of our Rocket League players merge with an RAF player for the RAF team. And they actually came joint ninth and won the actual intermediate tournament. So they've already got free tickets for Insomnia 71 later on this year. So the Rocket League, and they were against like some pro players as well. In terms of the Rocket League side, it was very interesting and very exciting results there.
Excellent. Because the thing is, though, when you do step up to these tournaments and you start playing people in a wider pool, you realise how good the standard is. Because anyone who plays these games, especially when the hours are put in, if they are starting to be ranked as a pro, they're playing with proper teams, the standard is just, it's so high, isn't it? It's great to test yourself against it.
I mean, massively. I mean, obviously, we have our day jobs and everything like that. So you can imagine running up to something like a LAN tournament. Obviously, there's some of the civilian teams. If they've got the time, they've got the time, the abundance of time to prepare for that. So I just say it bodes even more well and shows like the skill behind some of our forces players. Yeah. I mean, I was speaking to a staff sergeant in the army while I was there, who said he was in the top 250 players of Street Fighter back in the day. Oh, wow. And that was whilst coinciding with his own job. So it's sometimes it's not just the time you put in. I think some people are just naturally gifted at this stuff as well.
And that's it, especially when you start taking on younger players. I mean, when I go off to esports events, I sort of meet people who are 18, 19 years old, and just their speed, their reaction times, I haven't seen what's happening by the time they've massacred me and gone on to the next thing. So here's a question for you. Now, I know you're sat with somebody there tonight who's going to play in this Call of Duty game that I'm in right now. How good are they who I'm going to be playing with, Bradley?
I did dabble in the Call of Duty myself. I've taken a step back. Yeah, no, I was part of the developing team, so essentially the second team of the Royal Navy Krakens. And these guys went to Code Bowl last year and really competed. But that was Warzone. Warzone's a completely different play style compared to what you're probably playing right now in the CDL variants. I'd honestly say we've been in some tournaments with some other civilian teams. We've held our own. There's been some ones where we've really struggled with the skill gap, but honestly, I'd say we're in good contention to at least compete in some things this year. Like, I'm really excited to see what the Krakens are doing this year.
Yeah, it's been amazing to see how many people are getting into Call of Duty. As I've mentioned a couple of times on the show, Call of Duty, one of the biggest games around, but the actual esports scene has taken a while to get itself together. I mean, the problem I'm having with this is I never play ranked. I play a lot of Warzone and DMZ, which for me is one of the greatest modes of all time. Play it. If you've not tried it, play it. It's great. But I think I have actually team killed a couple of times because I didn't realise that I didn't realise friendly fire was on. So it's all going particularly badly right now. With your teams within Navy Esports, what is the most popular esport you find, the popular game that people are playing?
Hands down, it's the main ones that are coming to my attention at the minute is the Call of Duty, the Rocket League, Overwatch is picking up a bit, and League of Legends. There are other ones that are emerging that, like, oh, we want to compete in this, or we've got these tournaments coming up. But the biggest ones is the Call of Duty, Rocket League, and Overwatch. But that's not what we want. We want all of these people to come out of the woodwork who might not have even mentioned it before, that they compete in these other games, which there are a lot of big esports out there. I mean, VR esports is a thing, and it'd be good to. I know the RAF they actually have a esports team for virtual reality shooter games and everything like that. So it'd be exciting to see other games come through, if that's what I'm trying to get at. But yeah, Call of Duty is the Call of Duty Rocket League are the prime runners at the minute.
What has esports made the difference to you with your Navy career and the things you do with your day job alongside of it, and when you're away and when you're serving? How has it made a difference to you?
I think the mental health aspect is huge, and I think it's not a lot that's talked about a lot. Because people have different ways of decompressing. Myself, if I have a long day at work, I just like to sit down and I'll just jump in a lobby with the team. You know what I mean? And sometimes that's enough. Some people have completely different coping mechanisms and de-stress and ways of having R&R. And personally, me, I know a lot of my esports counterparts can probably attest to this, and that is their way of decompressing. And that's the biggest thing. Not only that, but it's just the general social side of gaming. Yeah. I came into it. I remember those Modern Warfare 2 lobbies when I was younger. They were just, you never forget things like that. And no. It's just having that experience.
I've told this story before, but I mean, you get to a certain age where all your mates move away, you're busy, you've got kids, the rest of it. So the only way I really keep in touch with friends now is through gaming. And that's why it's always been such a positive thing for me. But I remember through the early original Modern Warfare 2 days, I'd be on nights out. And it was in a time when I was working for MTV. And I remember I was invited to a party, and it was free booze. It was a bit of a showbiz party. And I went home from it because my mates were on Modern Warfare 2. I was like, this is it. This is what I need. None of this going out stuff. Well, listen, Bradley, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you taking the time to chat to us about Insomnia and about Navy Esports as well. Who is the Kraken who's alongside you, who's playing in this server I'm in right now?
Well, I believe it should be Fred who's with you right now.
Yes.
It is Fred that's with you. He is the so he's not the actual Call of Duty lead. Our Call of Duty lead is Jedi Beats, but Fred is essentially the game lead. If that makes any sense to you.
So we have
a lead for every individual game who obviously oversights, ensures everyone's okay and that fixtures are being made. But Fred oversees them in terms of, like, he just makes sure that everything's gravy, all stuff is stuff, and then liaison with our events lead and everything like that, and making sure that everything's going smoothly. So Fred is a very core piece, part of our team.
Yeah, I've just seen him now. He'll be disappointed in me. Of everyone who just played, I bottom fragged, I got 2 kills to the next person next to me who got 16. So well done, me. Bradley, mate, thank you so much. Cheers for the time, buddy.
Until next time, thank you.
Until next time, mate. There you go. Bradley, who is from Navy Esports. Let's play another song. This is Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out.
Time's up.
Tremendous song, that. Tremendous. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out here on BFBS for this final eSports Live. Thank you for joining us, where I'm attempting to game at the same time as presenting this show. So far, I've not sworn, and I have had my energy drink, so fingers crossed the second part of it, the same, will continue. Let me introduce my second guest. It's Petty Officer Chris Davidson, who is from Navy COD. Chris, how are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, good. Are you in this game we're playing right now?
Yeah, I was in that first one.
Oh, right.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
Yeah, we got beat, didn't we?
Yeah, it happens.
Well, unfortunately, that's because you were dragging me along at the same time, who A, isn't on your level, and B, was trying to do an interview at the same time. How is COD going? How is Navy COD?
Navy COD's actually really good. We started off on the level, and we had very few people, so the number's quite low, but sort of over the last year to sort of year and a half, we've massively gone up in numbers. So our competitive COD side at the moment, we're sitting at just over 50 people, which is massive compared to the struggle we used to get for a team.
Why do you think you were struggling before?
I think it's just down to awareness, really. So when the RMVGA sort of first started, they started pushing information out, and that's where we sort of started getting our numbers up.
Hmm. And what sort of people are you finding who are joining now?
A range of people. Yeah, so all ranks and rates, all different ages. We've got a player called Robbie. I'm pretty sure he joined with Nelson. So,
we're getting everyone. Do you know, for a second there? Right, I had to get that. So he's maybe of a few advanced years.
Yeah, he's definitely got some years in everyone.
I was so slow on that. Right, talk to me about tonight, because you actually have a tournament tonight, don't you?
Yeah, so we've got two of the Navy teams. One of them are out at the moment, but one of our first team are part of the British Army Esports League.
So how come they're part of the Army League?
So the Army, obviously, they do this league every year, but they open up this year to the Navy and the RAF, just obviously just a bit more inclusive.
Yeah, well, who's winning the league as it stands?
Well, it's like a knockout tournament at the moment. So before the major, so they do essentially, we're doing four or five majors throughout this year. And what happens is they start off with like a round robin kind of thing, where it's just different games. And then that'll put you into like positions where you go, and then it's just a knockout from there. Yeah, winners and losers.
And those tournaments, I mean, you've played in them. I've never been in that situation. How much pressure is on you when it comes to each game?
Quite a bit, to be fair. Your first game in the knockout isn't too bad, because you've got sort of the fallback of the losers bracket. But the second losers bracket, it's not a one and done as such, but if you lose that game, that's you. You're out. You get to sit there and watch everyone else.
No, the thing is, though, I mean, I guess if you've never been part of something like this, or you've never played, you know, esports is the word for playing computer games against people. It's just the official word for it. You don't realise how much pressure is on you, how much it changes you. Because if you do it on your own, or you're playing just with a load of randoms online, the difference when it matters and you've got teammates, it changes it completely for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, hugely. Yeah, if you're like a casual Call of Duty player and you just sit there and you play in the public lobbies, it's all fine, it's all well and good. But the second you sort of transfer over to the competitive side, it just gets that much more difficult, and the pressure's there.
It does. Just to check, Chris, are you Fred? Am I playing online?
I am Fred, yeah.
Okay, well, all the boys, just to let you know, all the boys, because I've got one earphone in that's in the lobby as well, because I'm listening to team chat. They're all asking why you've not launched it. So, okay. Fred, I think it's time to launch it for us, buddy, and
let's get us into a gun game on.
Oh, we're going to play gun game?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that is pressure.
So this is where we're really going to test you out.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Right, in that case, then I'm going to play a song while this is happening. Petty Officer Chris Davidson, cheers, buddy.
Thanks very much.
Right, I'll see you in the game.
To work, but not tonight. That's the last time you do me wrong. Got my stuff, I'm at the door. Now I'm the one you're begging for. Don't know what you got until it's gone. I already know how this goes. Give you my all, then you ghost. But when I'm gone, you do the most. Yeah. Why you only
the game you play. Boy, all you did was make me strong. Cause I already know how this goes. Give you my all, then you ghost. But when I'm gone, you do the most, yeah.
A little bit of Anne-Marie and Little Mix and Kiss My Uh-Oh, although I'm still pretty much unsure of what an uh-oh is. Answer on a postcard. Do you know what? It wouldn't be no shock to you as I play this Call of Duty game at the same time as I try and present the show that I'm doing. Oh my God, I got killed with the shotgun. Go on. Oh, and then I got killed myself. So then, for the final time, this being our final show of Esports Live, it is time for our quiz. Again, I think we've come up with some questions which should test you, but are imminently gettable. So then, question one. King Koopa, his nickname, is the arch nemesis of Mario. Question two. Who is Jack Mitchell's best friend in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare? Question three. Which console came first? N64, the Sega Saturn, or the PlayStation? Question four. Who's the name of the lead character in Legend of Zelda? And five. What female video game character would eventually be portrayed by Angelina Jolie in a movie? Now, I'm going to go through those questions again, mainly because I rushed them and slightly because I was trying to play the game at the same time, which has now ended. And oh my word, I was last. So then, question one, nicknamed King Koopa, who is the arch nemesis of Mario? Two, who is Jack Mitchell's best friend in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare? Three, which console came first, the N64, the Sega Saturn, or the PlayStation? Question four, who is the name of the lead character in Legend of Zelda? And finally, what female video game character would eventually be portrayed by Angelina Jolie in a movie? Now, if you think you know the answer to them, feel free to write them on a bit of paper, for I shall tell you the answer of to those questions after this. From Mumford & Sons, and I Will Wait.
And I fell heavy into your arms. These days of darkness, which we've known, will blow away with this new sun. But I will.
colors strong and use my head alongside my heart. So tame my flesh and fix my eyes. A tethered mind freed from the lies. And
Mumford and Sons, and I Will Wait Here on BFBS. And there you go. That is it. The last song we shall play. The answer to the questions. Thank you very much if you had a crack at them. Nicknamed King Cooper, who is the arch nemesis of Mario? The answer is Bowser. Great name for a dog, by the way. Who is Jack Mitchell's best friend in Call of Duty Advanced Warfare? It is Will Irons. Wouldn't have got that. Would have got the first one. Which console was out first? Was it the N64, the Saturn, or the PlayStation? It was the Saturn. Might have got that. Who is the name of the lead character in Legend of Zelda? It is Link. And which female video game character would eventually be portrayed by Angelina Jolie in a movie? It was Lara Croft from Tomb Raider. I have a crush on both of them. And that is it. That's all we have time for. Thank you to my guests tonight. If you missed Esports Live, you can catch up by going to bfbs.com/esports live. You can hear it again on Sunday afternoon at 12:30 p.m. UK time. Thank you to my producer, Lucas, who's kept me in check, not just for this series, but the series before, and to Steve as well, who presses all the buttons and makes sure things go out. We may be back in the future. Who knows? And if we do, we're definitely going to play more games. I cannot believe we left it till the last episode of Series 2 that we added in the PlayStation, although my concentration levels have been worse than normal. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the show. I'm OJ Borge. We thank you for being part of Series 2 of Esports Live for BFBS, the Forces Station. Have a great night. I'll see you in the lobby.
On air, online, on the app,
on FM,
and DAB+, throughout the UK. This is BFBS.
BFBS.
The Forces Station.